Seguim amb aquest especial de cançons d'antiamor. Crema la imatge, llença-la. Taylor Swift, Picture to Burn.
State the obvious, I didn't get my perfect fantasy. I realize you love yourself more than you could ever love me. So go and tell your friends that I'm obsessive and crazy, that's fine, I'll tell them you're gay. By the way, I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive. You're a redneck heartbreak who's really bad at lying. So watch me strike out a match on all my wasted time. As far as I'm concerned, you're just another picture to burn. Time for tears, I'm just sitting here planning my revenge. There's nothing stopping me from going out with all of your best friends. And if you come around saying sorry to me, my daddy's gonna show you how sorry you'll be. 'Cause I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive. You're a redneck heartbreak who's really bad at lying. Watch me strike.
Taylor Swift, Picture to Burn, és la cançó que ens acompanyava amb aquesta magnífica intèrpreta que, déu-n'hi-do com ha crescut ja, nascut el 13 de desembre del 1989, nosaltres que la vàrem veure debutar amb Reading, a Pennsylvania, i ens conduïa una cançó com aquesta. El seu xicot l'ha deixat, i el que més li dol és que el seu xicot ha deixat conduir el seu truck, el seu camió, la seva camioneta, a la seva nova xicota, quan mai l'havia deixat conduir amb ella. Així que decideix que no es preocuparà més i que, en comptes d'això, cremarà la seva fotografia. I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive. L'odio, aquesta camioneta, i mai me l'havies deixat conduir. De Taylor Swift passarem a Earl Thomas Conley, un dels meus artistes preferits, perquè ens portava una música realment magnífica. Ell va néixer el 17 d'octubre del 1941 a Dayton, Ohio, i ens portarà una cançó que es diu Holding Her and Loving You, abraçant-la amb ella i estimant-te a tu. Ens explica la història d'un home casat, un home que està enamorat d'una altra dona. Encara estima la seva esposa i no la vol deixar, però està travessant aquella línia tan fina d'abraçar la seva dona quan desitjant estar amb la seva amant. If she'd give me one more reason, si ella em donés una bona raó, me n'aniria. Ella no ha fet res dolent, doncs no esperis només que jo travessi la porta. Encara l'estimo, però t'estimo més a tu. Earl Thomas Conley, una gran cançó, Holding Her and Loving You.
It's the third hardest thing I'll ever do. And even here without you, and the second hardest thing I'll ever do is telling her about you. she'd give me one good reason, I'd be gone. But she ain't done one thing wrong. So don't expect me just to walk out of the door. I still love her, but I love you more. She's been good to me. Things weren't going right. She made my days long before you made my nights. So the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you.
Thomas Conley, amb el nostre programa Holding Her and Loving You, cançons d'antiamor avui al Club del Country, cançons que ens condueixen a la veu d'un cantant jaeig a Oklahoma, on va néixer el 18 de juny del 1976 i un dels millors cantants del country més contemporani i més actual també. Blake Shelton ens portarà la cançó anomenada Goodbye Time, és temps per l'adeu des del seu Barman Grill. D'aquesta cançó us podríem dir que ens parla d'una relació que ha anat de més bé a més malament, a Goodbye Time. Ens explica la història d'un noi que li diu a la noia que si ser lliure és el que ella vol, ell no pot fer res per aturar-la. If we had known our love would come to this, we could have saved our hearts, the heart of wasted years. Si haguéssim sabut abans que el nostre amor es perdria així, podíem haver salvat els nostres cors de la ferida d'aquests anys perduts. És el Goodbye Time de Blake Shelton.
It's your life. You say you need a change. Don't all the dreams we've seen come true mean anything? You say it's different now, and you keep staring at the door. How can you walk away? Don't I matter anymore? If being free is worth what you leave behind, and if it's too late for love to change your mind, it's goodbye time. If we had known our love would come to this, we could have saved our hearts the hurt of wasted years. Well, it's been fun, What else can I say? If the feeling's gone, words won't stop you anyway. If being free is worth what you leave behind, and if it's too late for love to change your mind, then it's goodbye time. Goodbye, baby.
Blake Shelton amb Goodbye Time, aquesta cançó que també escoltàvem amb el programa d'avui, d'un dels millors artistes, com hem dit, del country contemporani, al costat de, per exemple, el nostre següent convidat, que va debutar l'any 2003 i ens ha portat uns anys realment plens de música meravellosa. Nascut el 20 de novembre del 1975 a Phoenix, a l'estat d'Arizona, i criat a la zona de Tempe, és un cantant de country, però tot també inclou molt de bluegrass amb les seves cançons. Dierks Bentley ens portarà amb el programa especial del dia d'avui la cançó Ham, How Am I Doing? Com estic, és la cançó perfecta del, com en diríem, del petó de clausura d'una relació. La noia li ha trencat el cor una vegada, però torna a la seva vida. Ell li diu que, encara que a vegades plora, però que són llàgrimes de joia, perquè mai més està sota la seva influència, sota el seu desig. Dierks Bentley, How Am I Doing? Com estic? Sentim aquesta cançó a través del Club del Country a www.clubdelcountry.com i a través d'aquesta emissora i, com sempre, les xarxes socials.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Heard what a you know what you were. They took me out on the town. But then I heard our song and I danced along. But it felt all wrong, cause she was sweet. She let me lead, she never took her ever loving eyes off me. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing.
doing since you did what you took to done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you addicted done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you addicted done to me?
La cançó de Dierks Bentley, aquesta que s'anomenava així, How Am I Doing, és la peça que ens portava aquest interessantíssim artista. Anem cap a les Dixie Chicks, que ens cantaran una cançó de Janis Lindell, que originalment va ser enregistrada per la banda Sons of the Desert, per a un àlbum que mai es va arribar a publicar a final dels anys 90. Un disc que jo crec que haig de tenir, a veure si algun dia el trobo i us el poso amb la peça original. La cançó Goodbye Earl es va fer prou famosa també perquè és una peça que utilitza l'humor negre i el to irònic per definir la història de dues amigues de la high school i el que va passar després de la seva relació. La Marianne deixa la ciutat i la Wanda es casa amb un home anomenat Earl que abusa físicament d'ella diverses vegades. La història de després de com la Wanda i la Marianne, que retorna per ajudar la seva amiga i que decideix que Earl ha de morir. Tot això ens ho expliquen amb aquesta cançó de com la mort també acaba. Dixie Chicks, Goodbye Earl.
FFA. After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused.
Estàs escoltant la música country com a tu t'agrada, Country and Western, a El Club del Country.